listen to this fantastic track by them, Be My Mirror.
I fumble my words fall flat in my head. No way to them until it's what you said. I'm with you all the time. When will we stop drinking Corbin's white label wine and shotgun? In the rain,
shotgunning three beers in the rain.
When will our routines stay the same?
I wish you could be my mirror, hyping myself up and interviews with the words you use to describe me. Can't see it in myself.
I fill the gaps, no silence ever.
Alrighty, people, I am here with James from Carb on Carb. How's it going?
Hey, good, good. Prepping for this trip.
Oh, it's so exciting, eh?
Yeah, pretty exciting. The only not exciting thing is the departure time of 4 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, no. That's pretty tragic. So, it's your final tour. How does that feel?
It's feeling pretty good, actually. We sort of knew it was coming and just having fun celebrating it with people who have sort of been with us from the start. We've had how many shows so far? Two? Palmy and Wellington, and we're just heading to Australia tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah, but it's been feeling good.
Yeah, and what's the energy been like at the shows? You know, are people feeling really nostalgic, kind of happy, sad?
Yeah, a bit of that, not too much, I think, which was good. It's because we didn't want it to be like overwhelming, you know. And we've tried to play with sort of exciting new bands and stuff and not make it all about old times. And we do have a relatively new album, but there's been a nice touch of that, which I think has made the shows feel a bit more special.
Yeah, I hope it has been really special for you guys. So you're also touring your third and final album, Take Time. Is that getting lots of people singing along?
Yeah, actually, these first couple of shows has been the first shows where people have sung along to those new songs. So I was really stoked with that. I guess the album tour is a bit fresh, you know. You don't learn the words to a song in a week, but
yeah,
it's cool to see those songs. Because you don't really know how much they connect until people start singing them back to you. So it's
totally
been really nice. It's probably my highlight so far.
Oh yeah, it must be such a good feeling.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. So you're off to Aussie, and then you're coming back, and you've got a really cool show in Auckland, which is a house show. Tell us more.
Yeah, we've always really liked house shows and other DIY shows in small and interesting places. It just makes for such a different vibe to a late night bar show, and just so much more like community oriented and like not separated by stage and whatever other area and stuff. So there's actually three or four house shows on this tour.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I think it must foster a really good vibe of, you know, people being able to get involved with the music and, like, really feel like they're a part of what they're seeing.
Yeah, I think it sort of breaks down some barriers, so easier to, like, make friends and talk about music than it is in, like, a loud bar.
Totally. Which is quite an interesting take, considering you're kind of like that emo punk energy, which are often those like big loud gigs where you can hardly hear the next day.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess so. It's I don't know. Like we used to just play anywhere, basically, and then we had quite a few shows in like really noisy bars and. It's like hard to talk to the audience between songs and stuff, and then the quiet bits don't really hit. And then we decided to kind of stop playing in those kind of bars because it's just hard to get the right environment. Because if you're playing music that's emotional, I guess you need quite a lot of hear a lot of detail to connect to it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so that's why we really like those other types of spaces.
Oh, cool. Well, I am so excited for you. Best of luck in Australia, and everyone head along to the Auckland gig, don't you think?
Yep. Follow us on Instagram, and the address will get posted on the day.
Yeah. I mean, it's sad. It's sad that it's the final one, but I'm also stoked that you're out there just doing what you love.
Yeah, us too.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me. I think we're going to play another Carbon Carb track. I think that's the move. All righty. Well, see ya. Thank you.